As the warm weather rolls in, there's nothing like adding a burst of freshness to your dishes with the vibrant taste of fresh strawberries. These juicy gems are not only a delicious addition but also pack a punch with health benefits like boosting your immune system, improving heart health, and providing a rich source of antioxidants. While Ontario strawberries are at their peak in June and July, the good news is that day-neutral strawberries are available from May to October, ensuring you can enjoy these delightful berries for most of the year. Dive into our recipe roundup and discover how to elevate your grilling game with the bright, sweet flavor of strawberries. Grilled strawberry and asparagus fricasse salad. Have you ever tried grilling strawberries? This hearty, healthy salad features the rich flavors of grilled strawberries and asparagus. A base of fricasse grains, a type of wheat harvested while the grain is still young and green, adds nutty taste and texture, though you can use quinoa, farro or bulgur wheat instead. Prep time, 10 minutes. Cook time, 15 minutes. Makes, 3 servings. Ingredients. 1 cup, 200 grams, of strawberries. 6 to 8 stalks of asparagus. 3 quarters cup, 255 grams, cooked fricasse, 1 half cup or 100 g dry. 1 tablespoon, 20 grams, shaved, grated Parmesan cheese or 6 to 8 shaved pieces. 1 tablespoon, 20 grams, walnuts, toasted, optional, and chopped. 1/2 tablespoon, 7.5 milliliters, olive oil plus 1/2 tablespoon, 7.5 milliliters, for drizzle. Salt and pepper. 1 tablespoon, 15 milliliters, balsamic vinegar. 2 skewers, soaked in cold water if wooden. Directions. Turn on the grill and set it to medium heat. While the grill is preheating, cook fricasse according to package directions. Clean, wash and dry asparagus stems. Place asparagus, olive oil, salt and pepper in a bowl and mix thoroughly. Place asparagus on grill and cook for 15 minutes or until desired tenderness is achieved. While asparagus is cooking, clean and dry whole strawberries, leaving stems intact, and thread onto skewers. Place on grill for 2 to 3 minutes or until the strawberries are just soft. Remove from skewers, remove the stems and cut into halves or quarters. When asparagus is cooked, remove from grill and allow to cool. Chop into 1-inch pieces. In a large bowl, gently toss cooked fricasse, plus the strawberries, asparagus and walnuts. Season with salt and pepper and drizzle with olive oil and balsamic vinegar. Top with freshly grated or shaved Parmesan. Strawberry cucumber salsa. This refreshing salsa is the perfect topping for grilled fish or tacos. Prep time, 15 minutes. Cook time, 7 minutes. Makes, 4 servings. Ingredients. 1 pint, 475 grams, fresh strawberries, hulled and diced. About 2 cups or 400 grams when prepared. 1 English cucumber or 2 regular cucumbers, peeled and seeded, diced, about 2 cups or 400 grams. 2/3 cup, 225 grams, chopped red onion, shallot or green onion. 2 tablespoons, 40 grams, fresh cilantro, chopped. 2 tablespoons, 30 milliliters, fresh lime or lemon juice. 1/2 teaspoon, 4 grams, salt. 1 small jalapeno pepper, seeded and minced, optional. Directions. Add all salsa ingredients to a bowl and toss to combine. Store in an airtight container, chilled, until ready to use. Use this within 24 hours as it gets mushy if you store it longer. Strawberry farro bowl with grilled halloumi. Salty halloumi cheese and sweet strawberries combine with savory sweet potatoes and farro grains in this nutrient and flavor-packed dish. You can use brown rice, fricasse, quinoa or bulgur if you don't have farro. Prep time, 10 minutes. cook time, 15 minutes. Makes, 2 servings. Ingredients. 1.5 cups, 300 grams, butternut squash, cubed. 3 tablespoons, 45 milliliters, extra virgin olive oil. 3 tablespoons, 45 milliliters, balsamic vinegar. 1 quarter of a teaspoon, 4 milliliters, sea salt. 1 quarter of a teaspoon, 4 milliliters, black pepper. 1 avocado, sliced. 1 half cup, 100 g, strawberries. 2 tablespoons, 40 grams, almonds, sliced and toasted. 2 cups, 400 grams, cooked farro. 3 quarters cup, 160 grams, halloumi, cubed. Directions. Place the butternut squash on a baking sheet and drizzle with 1 tablespoon of olive oil and 1 tablespoon of balsamic vinegar. Add a pinch of salt and pepper. Roast at 375 degrees Fahrenheit, 190 degrees Celsius, for 15 to 18 minutes, turning halfway through. Set aside. Slice the avocado and strawberries. Toast the almonds in a frying pan until fragrant. Add the farro to a medium bowl and add the remaining olive oil, balsamic vinegar, salt and pepper. Pan fry or grill the halloumi. Divide the farro into 2 bowls and top with the strawberries, avocado slices, halloumi, almonds and butternut squash. Find more delicious recipes at californiastrawberries.com.